Just heard a snippet of the new single Bad Idea by Canadian alt rock band Huron Lines. With their 2021 debut album Lost at the Border, Windsor, Ontario based Huron Lines launched onto the Canadian alternative rock scene with an album full of heavy rock confidence, showglaze swagger, and post punk sensibility. The band is carving a new path out of the shadows of the Motor City, having achieved over 120,000 collective streams and a sound that everyone is taking notice. With their sophomore album, Found in Floods, that's due out in June of this year, Huron Lines are a new Canadian band to watch. Here to talk about their new single and their upcoming sophomore album is Dave Mueller, frontman and guitarist for the alternative rock band Huron Lines. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Really good.
Thanks for doing this.
I appreciate it. So looking forward to this. I've listened to you guys for quite a while now, so really excited about the music and the new album coming out.
Isn't that nice of you? Thank you so much. It's awesome. Cool.
Now, you got a new album that's coming out in...
Yeah, it's supposed to be coming out in June. We're just talking about potentially pushing it back a little bit, just like weeks, not much longer, just because of just to give a couple of these singles a little more time to breathe, I think is the strategy. So
so let's talk about a little bit of background for you guys, because you guys have been in the industry for quite some time. Tell me a little bit about forming the band.
We have been around for a little while, each in our own way. We kind of all came up, we're a little bit like unique in that we kind of came from slightly different pockets of the Windsor music community, and we're a little bit spread out in age. Like, we didn't all kind of come up together, but we all kind of were aware of what each other were doing at different times. So, like, I've been around for quite a while. I played in a band in the early 2000s called Full White Drag, and that band was like kind of a noise rock indie band, came up in like the DIY kind of post-hardcore scene. Yeah, that was like kind of my first band with my old school friends and crew. And, you know, we played over 200 shows or so all around North America and did a bunch of cool stuff. And and then as that kind of slowed down and other things started to happen in my life, kind of met all of these guys with the exception of Granger Harris, the guitar player. Him and I went to high school together, so we've known each other forever. But the other guys, we actually a little bit later on we met kind of officially, musically speaking, I guess, in another music project we had called Club Thunderbolt, which was like early 2010 period. And that band was kind of a collective of Windsor musicians, and we played around mostly locally. It wasn't really super active project in terms of putting stuff out and touring, but it was a chance for us to kind of meet. And that's where Nick Mitchell, the drummer, came into the fold, and Justin Brando, the bass player and also singer, came into the mix. And both of those guys were like, Nick's a really established, known drummer, kind of from like the post-hardcore generation before me. So he was in some really heavy bands, amazing bands in the Windsor community in the late 90s and into the 2000s. And then he moved to New York City and played drums for some bands down there. And he's also kind of toured everywhere and done a bunch of stuff.
Wow. Nice. Yeah. That's really nice to have him on board and that influence too, because all of you have such... great backgrounds individually, and then to pull this together is just so such a cool sound that you guys have. How much has the Detroit underground sound really influenced you guys and what you guys want to do?
I mean, yeah, like it's kind of hard to say like how much it influenced, because it's just such kind of a part of our DNA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we were there when a lot of the stuff was happening, either as fans or as friends of bands or playing shows over there, all through that kind of crazy period of the 2000s and so on, when bands were blowing up and everything from that part of the world. So yeah, I mean, it's really like a gift that you get if you live in Windsor, is you're able to kind of be exposed to and be a part of like one of the world's best music cities across the river.
Such an eclectic group of different sounds that you can get. But yeah, the music scene has just exploded over there. I know with COVID, it had to have been really tough for all of the bands, you know, being cut off work like that, being able to go over the border. It had to have affected quite a bit in the music scene.
Yeah, big time. I mean, this band in particular, like it kind of, just to mend it together, like Nick, our drummer, had, after the Club Thunderbolt project, he'd moved away to Montreal and he was living up there, and we all kind of got pulled in other directions, and he moved back to Windsor in summer of 2019. Mm-hmm. And he reached out and we said, okay, let's start playing again, and kind of that was the impetus for this project. But obviously, you know, within 6 months or whenever it was, you know, the world changed.
Mm-hmm.
But so we had in February of 2020 is when we started to record the bed tracks for our first album. So we ended up working on it throughout the rest of 2020, basically, to try to finish it, and kind of moving, obviously adjusting to schedules and restrictions and lockdowns and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So yeah, the world changed, and you know, we tried to find a way to kind of power through, and so you know, we're really lucky that we were able to make a record during that time, and
we decided to do it again.
Yeah.
Well, considering you guys haven't been together, you know, that long, but you know, to release that album, Lost at the Border, and how well it did, how well it's been received on both sides, I think that really says something, that you guys have found something pretty special.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I mean, yeah, we're very thankful that we're able to kind of just keep going. I think when we came together and we kind of realized, like, okay, like, I guess we're getting back into the band business, which was
Surprise.
An exciting moment. But we kind of all agreed, like, well, what happens if we just like keep doing it and try to be prolific with, in terms of like the quantity of output? Because, you know, some of the other projects, especially going back to those early years, like there was always a lot of time, just because it was different to record back then.
It's changed
effort,
a lot.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, now we like the two records. The first one that's out and the new one that's coming, we recorded them like here in our home studio, like home rehearsal space, which is actually like above my garage.
Everybody kind of did that, had to kind of convert and just kind of figure out how they were going to do all of this, because I think Amazon must have gone crazy when it came to how many people were ordering stuff just to be able to do their parts and record and continue. You know, to be able to survive in this music industry when everything was shut down like that. That's your bread and butter. That's what you do.
Yeah.
And to record parts and do all of that and still, you know, be able to do it safely, and everything that went on during that period, it changed the streaming platforms. Everything changed.
Yeah. It was we were just kind of in it. And looking back, it was pretty crazy when I kind of think about all the things that we did to get these records done.
Mm-hmm.
But we were also, again, like really blessed to have a friend from here in Windsor, Joshua Kaiser, who engineered and produced both of the records and was there with us every step of the way. So we were able to have someone else in the room to kind of keep us on task and help us get things done. So yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Very, very cool. Because I know that with the music scene, what is the biggest change? Because you've been doing this for a while, what has been the biggest change that you've noticed in the indie rock scene?
Oh, man, that's a good question. There's so many. I mean, it's just completely changed in terms of the volume of music that's coming out. You know, there's so much music coming out all the time, and it's very accessible, which makes it very kind of exciting and powerful in terms of the way music can be distributed all over the world in a blink of an eye. It's just unbelievable. But you know, it's definitely a little bit more of a foggy kind of like view as far as what the right things to be doing as a band are and where to spend your resources and time. I think it's can be a little bit overwhelming. Like when you think before, it was pretty straightforward in terms of like where the gatekeepers were and what you had to do to kind of get in front of them. Now it's, you know, you could get a lot of success without leaving your bedroom. You know, that really wasn't possible as easy as it before. You know, it was pretty clear you had to get out and tour and do other things, and now it's just the world's changed for sure.
Well, even still too, like for you to travel now, and I know that a lot of doors have been opening up in Germany and the UK for a lot of these types of bands. Real great success. They absolutely love the sound. And I know a lot of people have been traveling, but it's so difficult to take a whole band now. Just the expense has changed through COVID and all of it for travel, just to rent equipment or take anything with you. It's just not easy to do at all.
Yeah, you have to everything you have to have real clear intention on kind of everything that you're doing. And there, you know, you really do have to crunch numbers more than I think you had to in the past. So but you know, like it's interesting, like there's two sides to everything that's going on. And in a way, like the fact that it's so much easier to distribute music via all these streaming platforms in Europe makes it, you know, potentially easier for a band like us to get attention over there and hopefully, you know, get invited to come play over there and so on, which is all things that we hope to possibly do at some point.
Oh, I would think they'd love you. Absolutely love you guys. Without
Yeah,
question.
we've heard, yeah, we've had that, that's been mentioned a few times. So it's really just a matter of us figuring out kind of the right approach. And yeah, we're excited for sure.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just the distributors there and the promo people, you know, over in Germany can do just incredible stuff, you know, in
Yeah.
getting you guys out there and listen to. And you know, I know it's different too when it comes to recording. And like you said, you've got to really look at what's the best approach right now. And how did you feel that the album went for you, the first one?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, the first record was it was a new experience that was kind of commingled with the COVID first COVID kind of wave. So it was unique, in that it was the first time we were dealing with things like, oh, I guess I'm going to record my parts with just the in, you know, just Josh, the producer and engineer, and none of the other band members because they can't come over. So it was odd, but we powered through, and I think it represents, you know, what we came out of it with was a pretty good representation of what we're trying to do with this band and kind of some of the ingredients that we're putting together here. But we're by no means have we reached our potential yet, so we're pretty excited on where we think we can go and what we
Well,
can do.
you've been carving a new path, which I think is pretty cool. You know, with the sounds that are coming out of Motor City, I'm sure it's just been such an amazing part of your soul, all of you, and what you guys wanted to do all along, and just things that mean so much to you for sound and what you guys love about Motor City and all that collective sound that's coming out of there. With 120,000 collective streams, you guys are doing pretty good. Really damn good.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, it's you know, I think it's a nice start, and we're excited. Like people are finding it, and you know, and some people are latching on, and it's cool. You know, we're very pleased for the response that we're getting, and we're happy to be doing it, and you know, looking forward to keep going. And that's really the kind of thesis of the band is like, well, what happens if we just keep doing it? You know, so
What
yeah,
kind
we're
of
not going anywhere for sure.
kind of lights a fire a little bit when you've had that kind of acceptance? And
Yeah,
just from the
it's
industry
cool.
alone, as well as from, you know, people that are mentors and you know, have watched you guys grow over the years. So very
Yeah, that's nice.
cool.
Yeah, it's nice to hear that for sure. I mean, when you got your head down and you're kind of like working, 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 trying to make things happen, sometimes you forget to kind of look back and think, well, We've definitely made some strides, but yeah, it's nice to hear that for sure. People are, digging the music.
Yeah, it's cool
for sure.
I'm saying you guys are a band to watch. There's just no doubt about that. I think you guys have something really special. Tell us about the... I'm going to be playing both tracks. I'm going to be playing Blacklight as well as your latest single for Bad Idea. I'm going to play those two today. And then, as I said, I want to be able to introduce you guys more to the international circle because we have so many listeners worldwide. And it's just kind of nice for us to be able to play a little bit.
Yeah, and for sure.
Tell us about Blacklight. That is such an important song. I'll let you explain why, because I think it's just something that we have to talk about. We got to be able to use our platforms for something that is going to help a lot of people. But you guys really went after this in a way that I think is just really strong message. Really strong message.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, like when you're writing songs, kind of like the craft of songwriting, there's definitely some, alchemy kind of that goes on. Like I never sit down and really know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So to speak. Like, I'm not someone who's ever really done well, like as far as like, oh, I'm going to write a song about X today. It's just, I think it happens when you're, subconsciously maybe dealing with certain things or thinking mm-hmm. about certain things or relationship things or friends and so on. And, I think for me, like going into this, both the records really, there was kind of a sense of, I'd just been through some things and kind of experienced some real mental, like kind of ups and downs, probably for one of the first times in my life in a way where it kind of made me actually stop me in my tracks. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of what came out in this, in Blacklight. And it kind of turned into a song that for me is really kind of a wake up call to just remind myself really that it's going to be okay. And you mm-hmm. just got to power through. And, I think especially like, look, we are like, I am what I am, I am a, Canadian, male, I'm very privileged. I have a life that I'm very blessed to have, mm-hmm. but I think that there's still a lot of, challenges, in that kind of demographic,
sure.
mm-hmm. And there's all these stats that about, that I've recently learned, well, not recently, but in the last 10 years kind of began to understand like some of the highest suicide rates are in that demographic, and
absolutely
it's really intense, and like I've now come to know people that have dealt with these things, and unfortunately mm-hmm. It's been a sad story. So yeah, that's like the song is really trying to provide just a moment for people to connect with and know that they're not alone and that this isn't something that they're dealing with independently, mm-hmm. Like it's something that everyone deals with. So
I think point in time, I think every individual will say that, they've suffered from depression, whether it's situational, whether or not it's job related, whether or not it's a loss of a family member or a friend or, someone that's important to you. We all go through it. It's just having the understanding of how it can affect you. A lot of people may not have even realized that they had any kind of mental illness. And when COVID hit, that isolation and not having that freedom and able to reach out to the people that are part of our support system, it changed things dramatically for so many. And nobody knew how to cope with it because it's not something that they were looking at every single day. They had distractions that kept that at bay, right? And when you take the noise away and you take all the things that we could do to hop in the car and go somewhere when you just need to go visit a friend or do something, that was all taken away. So it does make a big difference to how you cope with stuff. And we just didn't have the practice. It just hit us out of nowhere. Nobody would have ever expected any of us to go through what we did. So it does, change your, it brings all those vices to the surface, right? That you might not have realized that were there.
Yeah, I think so. And there's little kind of whispers in the song that kind of allude to some of these ideas that you're speaking about with respect to, like, you know, I think for a lot of, especially before COVID, like a lot of these things you could cover up or deal with just, you know,
Exactly.
like whatever poison
Push
or
them
pill
aside.
you wanted to deal with, you know. But the this, you know, at the end of the day, like that's not gonna fix the problem. So you know, it's a real intense subject, and this is kind of what's different for me about this band is it kind of it's previous stuff I did, I think, was just more abstract, and this band's a little more like straight up the
Straight
gut
narrow.
as far as, you know, what we're trying to say, and the songs as well. They're more kind of to the point and concise, and you know, it's a bit of a different thing, and it's super fun as a songwriter and musician to kind of have that type of outlet
I
and
think
not really
so.
know where it's going to take me before I sit down and with the guys and figure it out, which is cool too.
I think that's such an amazing gift at this point, and I think that comes with growth, right? When it comes to being able to not just chase this dream where you're trying to get something on the radio. This is about making music that makes sense, that's a part of you, that's a part of your journey. And yeah, big
I think
difference.
that's a big thing for us. Like we're really, you know, like I had someone ask me recently, like, well, you know, why did you get into music? Why do you play music? And it, you know, it's probably a long story, or I could answer that really long, but like the real short of it is, like, it's about connecting with friends and community, really, is where it all started. Like I was lucky enough to grow up at a time when, like, most of my social circle, we all played music, and we would, you know, spend our weekends going to shows and or playing with each other, you know, playing music together. And it just became about, like, that community and using that as an outlet, and finding that in other cities just showed us, well, we're not the only ones, you know. And it's about that kind of relatability, and supporting each other is just it's an incredible gift that music's provided me in my life, for sure.
Well, you
But there's definitely
know,
no thoughts about the radio or anything. I mean, we're not, that's not part of our DNA, really.
which
So
is
that's all.
good, which is a gift. It's a gift. I know that, you know, when people look at doing this for a living, it's hard to make that full time plunge, you know, to going into it and making it your career and staying focused on that. Was that hard for you?
Well, we're not quite there yet. We're not full time at this point with the band. We're still building, you know, and we're not in a position right now to be able to say this is a full-time gig. But we're spending, you know, the necessary time to help us kind of carve the path that we need to carve.
Which
So,
is awesome, which is amazing.
yeah.
I want to play this one right now, and this one is such a special one. And as I said, I think this is something that you're going to find the more vulnerable you are at this stage and this chapter in your music career, I think you're going to find that so much success and people relating to the lyrics that you guys are writing. It's pretty awesome. I'm really impressed. So I
Well,
think
thank you.
so many other people are too. We're going to play this one right now. Here is Blacklight by alt rock band Huron Lines here on Music's Journey.
Thank you.
That was the first single, Blacklight, off the upcoming sophomore album Found in Floods by Windsor's alt-rock band Huron Lines, a new sophomore album that's due out, we're saying, roughly June, maybe July. So something to really look forward to. Such a great message in this when it comes to the kind of music that people want to hear. It's what they're dealing with in life, right?
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for connecting with it and finding it, and we're glad that you're enjoying it. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Tell us a bit about the music video for this one.
Yeah, thanks. So we've been lucky. We have almost like a fifth member of the band. His name is Garth Jackson. He doesn't play any instruments in the band, but he's been our creative partner for all the visuals of the band since day one.
Wow, he's done a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
Really cool stuff.
Yeah. His name's Garth Jackson. He's based here in Windsor. He has a film production company called Trouble Light Films. And he has just been amazing friend and creative partner from day one. And yeah, this one was really his vision. Mm-hmm. We had done one of the things about the COVID times was I could probably bore you with all kinds of details on like this different things we tried to do to get the word out because we couldn't play shows, you know. Mm-hmm. So we kind of took it upon ourselves. I remember the conversation with Garth. It was like, well, we should do a video. This was before anything had come out. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. And then as things were kind of getting more locked down, it was like, well, maybe we should make two, maybe we should make three. And then we ended up making 7 videos out of the 8 songs for Lost at the Border.
I know, it was so cool. It was really good.
Yeah, it was cool. It was really fun, and all of them were done kind of DIY style around Windsor, so it was something we're really proud of. But with Blacklight, it's
pretty cool because you're going from that real fuzzy.
Yeah,
it's just trying to get clarity. Like, there's so much that you can take from that video. He did an excellent job, really good job.
Yeah,
on
thanks.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it turned out cool, and people have been digging it. So.
Track with a pretty important subject, so kudos to you for writing
that is such a
cool song, and I'm really glad that you just went out there and just did it, no fear, just do it.
Yeah, that's part of the, I mean, once you get a bit older, you don't have as much fear.
I don't know.
Well,
we overthink
like,
things,
creatively,
right?
Creatively,
yeah.
Yeah, just whatever happens, whatever we want to do, we're going to do it. So.
If you could give advice to a younger Dave Mueller, what would
it be? Oh, my, that is a good question.
Loaded question.
Yeah, what would I tell myself?
Now that you've been doing this as long as you have and just the challenges you've gone through, to be a musician.
I mean, yeah, I would think one of the things I would say is like bands, if you're going to be in a band, don't like just recognize how much of an opportunity that is and don't take it for granted, because sometimes bands, they stop and it's not always easy to kind of get things rolling again. And if I look back, and a lot of the bands that we were lucky enough to play with back in the early days of my first band, like a lot of those bands are still going and they're still going
and
they're doing amazing, right? And they've been going for 20 plus years. And I think I think if you would have asked me back then, the band that I was in, Full White Drag, we probably all would have said, well, we would be the band that would stick together. We had known each other since grade school for the most part, but it just, life just kind of, and it was never like, any kind of drama or anything. It just didn't work out that way. Mm-hmm. And I would just, that would be one of the things I would probably talk to myself about in terms of, sometimes finding a way to keep things going is half the battle. At the end of the day, it's a business.
It's
kind of a business. And a lot of entrepreneurs in other areas, they'll tell you like half of being successful is just kind of surviving until your ship comes in a little bit, so.
It's just sticking with it, right? It's just sticking with it and continuing to move forward.
Exactly.
And I guess you kind of have to let things go. Like once you write and like Lost at the Border or Lost to the Border, letting that go and okay, that's done, doing what it's going to be doing. So we just have to move on to the next project. and just staying focused and just continuing to write, right?
Yeah, and I think that's I think today it's easier to do that because it's so much easier to record yourself and do projects without kind of huge overhead kind of, so there's a lot more ability to be kind of quick with things, I think, now than there used to be.
That's true. That's true. And I think too, you always have to kind of think things through as well, you know, when it comes to being strategic and how you're going to be releasing stuff.
Yeah, we're pretty comfortable with the album format for sure. We prefer it, but there is some discussion. We're getting ready to record again, another album. Well, we have another set of songs, and we're trying to decide about maybe doing like two
Singles.
EPs or something instead of an album, just to try to like mix it up a little and make it turn around pretty quick. The one thing with both these albums, like, it's on the one hand, it's pretty, we're very happy to be able to have kind of coming out of COVID two albums, and once this one comes out, that have been out to kind of introduce the band. But in some ways, like, you know, this new one that's coming, like, we started recording it in 2021, so it's like we're ready for it to come out, you know.
I
We
can
have a lot more
understand
songs.
that. Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, so we're ready to do, we're already talking about kind of how we want to do this next set of songs and what we're going to do.
Very
We're going to do
cool.
it a little different, I think. So,
I'm going
yeah.
to be looking forward to watching how this all develops because you guys have just, like I said, you got a great sound, really great sound, and it's just very unique in a lot of ways. And I've been doing this stuff, you know, when it comes to the grunge and punk and alt indie most of my career. And so it's just been kind of cool to be able to see you guys, you know, come
Well,
forward
isn't
like
that
this.
nice?
Yeah, so
Thank you.
very
Yeah.
cool. Very
Thank
cool.
you very much. Yeah, it's I guess there's something in the water down here in Windsor, I
I
guess.
think so.
there's a lot of bands from here right now. It's
I
amazing.
know, I know. That's why I love the Detroit area and Windsor because there's
Yeah, I
just
saw
so
you were
much
just
music.
talking to Billy Raffool, and
Yes.
that's I mean, he's from Leamington, but definitely like a Windsor Essex person, and there's just so many guys doing and girls doing amazing stuff right now. It's super inspiring and to see.
Yeah,
So, for
it's a
sure.
pretty cool area, very unique, and that's why I said I love watching, you know, seeing the growth and what's gonna, you know, come out of that area. And so
Yeah.
many talented people, so many talented musicians and artists out of there.
It's cool. Yeah, there's a definitely an awesome group and a pretty committed like rock community here for sure.
Thank
So,
God.
yeah,
You
it's
know,
cool.
it's just I would just cry
Yeah,
if it
it's
just died
awesome.
off, you know,
It's
because it's
no,
such a huge part.
it's great. I mean, there's a diverse music community here for sure. Like, there's obviously an amazing electronic music scene that's really inspiring in the way that they work as a community and the things they do from an event perspective. It's just like mind-blowing. But you know, there's some cool like collaboration and that goes on, you know, maybe behind the scenes, but between different kind of genres of artists, that's cool. So there's some fun stuff happening down here for sure.
I have to get back out there and start, you know, just doing some more live interviews and just, you know, doing some of the clubs there and some of the scenes because I miss it. It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, if you come, we'll definitely have to bring you to the right places for sure. So you got to let us
That
know.
sounds awesome. That sounds
Yeah,
awesome.
for sure.
What has been the biggest hurdle for you as a musician so far?
Oh, wow. You know, I think it's the type of, like, we make, you know, loud rock music, and it's just about finding the audience for that is, you know, you got to work hard to get the music out there, and you got to work hard, just as hard as you do making it, almost as you do trying to kind of spread the word and introduce it to people. So I don't know if that's really a hurdle. I don't really, I've never really looked at it like that, but it's
Just the
definitely like,
branding end of it, maybe.
it's just like a constraint, something that is an effort that you have to put in. I think, like, for me, like, I've always been the one of the guy, or pretty much, you know, driving the bus when it comes to like trying to make stuff happen for whatever projects I'm involved with. And I did
So you
try,
wear
like,
all the hats.
yeah, like kind of managing things at least out of the gate until maybe some people offer to help in some ways. So, like, I've kind of done it all, whether it's booking tours, booking shows, putting out records. I've done kind of everything for this, for different bands that I've been in, and some other bands as well. So,
Well,
Yeah, things like that.
the branding is the biggest deal, right? When it comes to getting your music out there and making sure that you are wearing all those hats, because the merch to, like you said, the bookings and staying in contact with the fans, keeping your finger on the pulse of what's going on. And it's a lot of work. It's a full-time job.
It's a lot of work, yeah, for sure.
I hear you.
And it, yeah, whether it's a podcast or a band, it's a lot of work, to get the word out.
That's
So,
right.
but we kind of have enjoyed a lot of it, because a lot of it has given us a chance to kind of be creative with, whether it's kind of the imagery and the visuals and everything that we've put together for the band. And that gives us a chance also to collaborate with other people, like I mentioned earlier, which is really what it's all about. It's about like bringing people
Community.
together and building a community, and kind of being in a position where, they look forward to working with us, we look forward to working with them, and they have a project, we help them. So, there's kind of a give and take, and it's
Nice.
yeah, it's exciting.
Very cool. Tell us about the sophomore album, because Found in the Floods is a very unique way to look at this. I know where it's stemming from, but just explain that to the fans.
Yeah, so the first album was called Lost at the Border, and it the where I'm going with this is they're kind of tied together. Lost at the Border is obviously we live along the border, and there's kind of like a bit of a metaphor there, but it's really more about like kind of standing on the edge, like mentally, and the border of sanity and insanity, or whatever it may be, that we all kind of face. And then Found in Floods, there's a song on the first album called Lost and Found, so like the word lost at the border, and then we were kind of playing with the word found, and as a sister album kind of. And Found in Floods is really kind of all about like finding yourself and having kind of that rush of kind of happiness that comes with like, oh wow, I know what I should be doing with my time and with my life, and
Discovering.
yeah, it's about that kind of acceptance and being content and just kind of finding yourself, so that's kind of the kind of I guess visual for the words of the album title, for me at
Very
least.
cool. Very cool. I love this whole concept for this project, so I think it's going to be killer, when
Well,
this album
thanks.
comes out. So I'm really looking forward to it and hearing all the
Isn't that
songs
nice?
and being able to play that for the fans. Tell us about the latest single, your new single, Bad Idea. This one is cool too, because we all can relate to this one. It's got a lot of grit to this one. But, temptation, crossing lines, we all go there.
Exactly. Again, it's one of these things where you don't really know what's going to come out until you sit down and just kind of let the energy flow through you, I guess. But just maybe interesting from kind of a instrumentation point of view, this one was written like it was the last song written for the album. It was pretty much put together kind of almost like the day of we recorded it, in terms of like the drums and the main guitar riff and kind of the structure of the song. And it was written shortly before that with on this old antique baritone acoustic ukulele
Oh,
instrument.
really?
Yeah, that's what it's played on. And then there's like a really cheap like acoustic pickup, like literally taped onto it with hockey tape, and it's plugged into a fuzz pedal, and that's
No
kind of what you're
way.
hearing. Yeah, that's what you're hearing. It's a pretty unique little thing we stumbled upon, and the tuning's weird, and but the riff just kind of was really what made us excited about the song. And then we were like, we got to write a song around this, so we kind of put it together with that as the main driver, kind of. So
Very cool.
yeah, but yeah, it's another song kind of about yeah, the things you said, like crossing lines and kind of dealing with temptation and the feelings that might come from that. And it's kind of a there's no like it's not from personal experience necessarily. It's more just from kind of living, and understanding what goes on out there in the world.
I think the fans absolutely love this one too. Have you heard a lot of feedback?
Yeah, it's been doing really well. We're
Yep.
really thankful for this one. Yeah, for sure. So we'll see what happens.
Does everybody write together, or is it just more one person
It's a bit unique. I think it has been a little bit unique. It was for these two albums, mainly because of COVID, in that we didn't have as much time together, the four of us, in our rehearsal space, where we would have typically taken ideas and really fleshed them out. So in the case of the first album and the one that's coming, a lot of times it was something that maybe came from an idea I had that I would present usually to Nick, the drummer, and him and I would flesh out the structure. And then the other two gentlemen, Justin on bass, would add his parts, and he just brings an immense amount of talent, both as a bass player and as a vocalist. He's the one with the beautiful high voice that kind of goes along with whatever graveling I'm doing, and he makes it sound pretty. And and then Granger is just a super talented guitar player, and he adds all the melodies and leads and atmospheric kind of vibes that go on. So yeah,
Very
but that's not
well-oiled
really what's going
machine.
on now. Yeah, with the new album, it's more traditional. Like we're with sorry, I should correct myself. With the new music that's being written, potentially to be recorded later this year, it's a little bit more traditional, where we're all just powering through in the room together and kind of
Very
figuring it out.
nice.
Yeah.
We're going to play this one right now. Here is the new single Bad Idea by alternative rock band Huron Lines here on Music's Journey.
Don't make me crawl back home alone. It's a better idea.
Don't you want to? I know.
That was the new single, Bad Idea, the second single off the upcoming new sophomore album, Found in Floods, that's due out later this year. So by my very special guest for the alt band, Huron Lines. Don't forget you can download your copy of Bad Idea on all your streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist and you can share it. You can also request it at your local rock station. Very cool. Love the sound in this one. Very
Thank
cool.
You.
Yeah. So I'm so looking forward to it. Is there going to be some more videos that you guys are going to be coming up with, I'm sure?
Yeah, we have we did a live off the floor kind of in studio recording video of three or four songs from the new album. We recorded it. It wasn't done in a studio. It was actually done above a club downtown Windsor. So there was like a empty space up there that we did. We brought a whole kind of mobile recording studio and a film crew in there and filmed three or four songs that are going to come out as kind of a performance video, because not something we've been able to do yet. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. We actually got a grant from the City of Windsor Arts Fund to do that. So it's been pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. That'll be really cool to see what you guys come up with.
Yeah, thanks. Really nice. Really same nice. Same team, same people that I just talked about earlier.
Yeah, I know. I can involved. Imagine.
Yeah, same people. Yeah, it's cool. We're very blessed. For
very
sure.
creative thoughts and very creative ideas. Yeah, that's thanks. The best. Absolutely.
For sure.
Best.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you guys planning on doing a UK tour?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been focused on just kind of like the Ontario Quebec corridor. So we've been running up and down the 401. We just played London last weekend. We were in Guelph a little while ago, Hamilton.
Oh, wow.
We're playing in Windsor actually next week. UK is definitely, I'd say like Europe in general is really on our radar, especially heading into, I'd say like into next year. Probably is something where we're hoping to make that happen.
I'd love to see that. Love to see that, because you guys, I'm telling you, you guys are just going to be just a huge hit over there. Huge hit.
Thank you. Yeah, it's on our to-do list. So
very
for sure.
Cool. Very cool. Now, can listeners pre-order a copy of the album right now?
I mean, there will be a pre-order on Bandcamp. I believe. So I would just watch our socials for all of that stuff. And, you know, anyone can always, we're super accessible where we respond to everything. So anyone can reach out if anyone's listening and wants to get a copy of something or reach out. You know, we're available at Huron Lines across all socials.
Okay.
For sure.
Perfect. Yeah. Now, are there any other shows that are coming up this summer that fans can?
Yeah, we have a handful of Windsor shows. We have show in Guelph coming up, another Toronto show, Hamilton in September, October. So there's a bunch of stuff locally. I mean, not necessarily locally, but I should say regionally going on right now. And I think beyond that, I would just stay tuned. Let's see what happens. We're working on potentially an East Coast thing. So we'll see if
that,
that
would
comes
be
together.
Nice. That would be good. That would be really good. Okay.
Yeah. So we're getting out there for sure.
Very exciting. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, and I look forward to hearing the album, and let me know when you guys are going to be doing the album release and I can get you back on. What we'll do is we'll play the entire album.
Okay.
And we'll get it out there for you.
Kim, thank you so much. It's really nice of you to do this, and it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
I look forward to seeing you guys play live.
Oh, yeah. Where are you based? Forgive me. Toronto. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll be up there for sure.
Perfect.
So watch for that.
And,
we'll look forward to meeting in person. Please let us know if you ever plan to come out, and we'll make sure we find each other for sure.
That sounds perfect. Say hi to the guys for me, and congratulations on
your first
album and this upcoming sophomore
album. Thank you so much.
Very cool. All right.
Thank you.
Take care, Dave. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. All the best.
All right, you too. All right, bye-bye. A great big thank you to my very special guest, Dave Mueller, frontman for Huron Lines, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows lined up for you. I'm going to be interviewing Mike Whiteside, Jason Benoit, Pete L'Esperance. Jake Coote, winner of The Voice, is back with another special song. The Heels, David James, Brittany Cannell, Runaway Angel, Rock Icons, Lighthouse, The Rock Icons, The Stampeders, Ty Wilson, Rock Band, Harmonies, The Prairie States, Dan Davison, Annika, Smoke and Ashes, Aaron Allen, Billy Raffoul, Faber Drive, New Moon Junction, Rock Band, The Commoners, Elise Saunders, Katie Hurt, Abby Stewart, Melissa Adeen, and so much more. Don't forget you can catch all the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, and videos at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Music's Journey show, and have yourselves a wonderful evening. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey. Well, that's it for me, your host Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Music's Journey show, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.